Hello, I'm Mark Toshin. I'm a writer, a retired physician living in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. In my retirement, I've been delighted to be writing much more than I ever did during a whole working career. And I'd like to share with you readings from The Tides of Change, Our Journey with Alzheimer's, published by Poets' Choice and released in March 2024. I will begin with the preface. I may state that this is a narrative of my long love affair with my wife, Helen, who now has Alzheimer's syndrome, and I'm her sole caregiver. I'll read the preface. My dear wife, Helen Toshin, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 7 years ago. This lady has always been wiser and smarter than I, her life companion, but now things are changing daily. I write this collection of poems to honor her and be her spokesperson. She is slipping away right beside me as tides of change wash over our lives together. Alzheimer's syndrome affects nearly 7 million Americans and many more millions around the world. Yet most people do not understand the progression of this condition. I hope my words help broaden understanding and compassion for people with Alzheimer's. They deserve to be seen. They deserve to be heard. They deserve to be honored. On reading these poems, my daughter, who is much wiser than I, as is her mother, said, "Dad, this is a narrative. All these poems form a narrative." So I'm delighted to share my narrative with you. The first poem, Tides of Change. All the changes that ignore our prayers are formed by little waves reaching lonely bays, building up bit by bit, forlorn, forsaken beaches with tiny tides of change. Just another day, the day I decided I had to write about Alzheimer's affecting my wife, Helen, to honor her and be her spokesperson. August 17th, 2018. My love cried today, and why this day? Dealing with her medicine patch, looking for a site with no rash, between dozens of angry red circles. It was just too much. One more little task without hope, only a slight improvement, and no cure. And she said, "You are a good man, but I should just stop." She bowed her head and cried silently. I folded her in my arms, but my arms are not strong enough. My hands are not sure enough to dry all the tears or to change a thing. Quarantine. Pandemic quarantine takes place to keep the world safe. Waiting 2 weeks is all the rule seeks. Alzheimer's quarantine binds you and takes your mind's view for the time you have left, leaving the world bereft. The Most Precious Joy, dedicated to Helen's father and Mark's father-in-law, Lee Soon-Kai, who blessed us with a gentle smile as he lay on his deathbed. Joy is surely a good thing, and joy in a happy time is like frosting on a cake, the gilding of the lily, one of many good things. But joy in a sad time is most precious, like a rosy sunset after the storm, or the gentle smile on a father's face right before he passes. This most precious joy gallantly flings away the trappings of our sorrow. The Lady with Perfect Pitch. Few people have perfect.